This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
We've got Rude Boy and Macho Man in the studio today. Your self-absorption
makes you messier. I mean, in my head, I'm just imagining us all dressed up as, like, pirates and just having people stare at us.
Yeah, I haven't even started on you yet.
Do you want me to say that you're right?
Well, he is right, so...
Yeah, thank you, BB. Thank you.
Tegan, have you heard of Monty Python before?
I've heard of him before.
Him? Oh, you've heard of him?
Oh, no. I've dug myself a hole.
I've got a version that I do that's probably folked up, you know.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah,
even though I have folked these up, Stu, just in case.
I got that wrong, Tegan.
Yeah. Good one, Stu.
Shall we move on?
Expanding Horizon.
And we are moving on, and it's a Saturday afternoon, and good afternoon. You are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Cole, and I tell you what, Stu is in the studio. Boom. How you going, Stu?
Thanks for that, Cole. Yeah, good afternoon, everyone.
It's
welcome
to
Expanding
Horizons.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. I'm back.
You are back from your travels.
Yes, South Island Secondary School's touch tournament last week at Sheldon Park.
Yep. Standing out there in the weather.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Not good result for us, but we won't talk about that anymore.
Well, whatever you do, don't mention the war.
No, that's right. I tell you, a better result during the week is that my 48-hour film has made the top 25 short list for this year.
For Canterbury for National?
Yeah, right, for Canterbury. Oh. We'll get to the National thing a bit later, but for Christchurch.
Yeah, good on you, Stu.
Yeah, which that's really, really happy about. Like, really happy about.
Pleased about that. Mm. Yeah, that's great news.
Pleased for the people in my team and the work they put into it. So
yeah.
It's good.
So we'll find out
on Tuesday whether we've made the 15 for the final.
Well, fingers crossed. Mm. Fingers crossed. I'm sure we'll hear about that next week.
Yep. And speaking of last week.
No, Bridgepen we're in.
Bridgepen. So you had a full house here, didn't you?
It was a full house last week, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. And loads of brought their instruments and some good fun. And they wrote a song while they were in here just before the show started and actually remembered it enough to play it.
So
that was great. So I think there's a video of it floating around somewhere on YouTube on the Bridgepen channel.
Yep, Jeff's put together that live stream that is on YouTube on the Bridgepen channel.
Yeah.
I've watched that and made a couple of comments.
Good job.
Including...
Where's Stu?
Yeah, the show needed more Stu.
Yes, Joe. So the show always needs more Stu.
And apart from that, I made some suggestions for some song titles because I know that they struggle a bit to come up with those.
Yeah, that's right. And if you wanted to listen to any of those songs from last week or listen to the show, in fact, you can go to plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons and the Bridgepen show is there. However,
too true.
We've got another full house today, don't we?
And I was just going to say on that opening sweeper you played, there were some real voices from the past.
Oh, yeah, Beavie was on there, right?
Tegan.
Yeah, Tegan as well. Yeah, she's a media star now, Tegan.
She is. And also with the Folked Up.
Oh, I can't remember her name.
I remembered it when she was talking about it on there.
That was a long time ago. She does a show
on planes, actually.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, she was great.
So anyway, we'll remember that later.
Later on, we'll have a flashback.
But today, so talking voices from the past.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. Hey, the encouragement kid. How you going?
Good, thank you, man. How are you going?
Yeah, great. And you've been all over the world and back again, right?
Yeah. Living in Canada, come back now.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you had me back and got my name right.
Yeah. Was that a dig at me or a dig at Stu?
Last time you were calling me the entertainment kid.
Oh, was that me, was it?
Yeah. It was pretty funny, though.
I'm on the job today.
Yeah. Funny story. I've just broken out in a cold sweat because I think on the show information.
Stu.
I've put the acknowledgement kid.
It can be the joke.
He goes under many pseudonyms.
I'll fix that.
I've got so many nicknames, so it doesn't even matter.
Anyway, so it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
We'll talk all about your new album that you've got out and your travels out in the wilds of Canada, or not so wild.
Out in the wilderness.
So that'd be cool to hear.
Which we found out just before we went to hear that it's his third album, right?
Third album, So really productive. Mm. And we'll find out what you did in lockdown. That was 12 months ago.
That's crazy.
I know. For here, anyway, some people overseas are still in it. Yeah, so if you're overseas listening, you're still in it.
Mm. So we'll get to that.
I was just going to say, he's brought his entourage today as well. All right, he's got a big fan base and he's brought more with him.
They're all on their phones, right?
Yeah.
they're so engaged.
On their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, they've come in here and started, like, you sit over there, you sit over there, I can't see you. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, it was so much peaceful, more peaceful than normally.
Last time, mate.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know.
that's what happens when you get a big fan base and they travel with you, mate.
Oh, I can't get rid of them.
Anyway, Stu, we're going to start out, though, with the Bridgepin track.
Yeah, because at 12 p.m. yesterday, they released this one, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So this is Indefinite Phones. I don't know about the titles, but we're going to listen to it anyway, and we'll see how we go. And you're on Expanding Horizons on.
Expanding Horizon.
Stu was busy fixing up his mess from before, and then the old Bridgepin track finished really quickly. That was great. It was how groovy was that? Bit of harmonica going on, had your toe tapping.
It did. That was very groovy.
Yeah, that was Indefinite Phones.
I did have things under control.
Yeah, I know.
I should add.
That's what he tells us. I can't do the, you need to turn on the acknowledgement, kids. Encouragement, kids. evaporation kids. I don't know, man. Whatever he's doing over there. But, yeah, turn his mic on and play the sweeper, Stu, since you're driving this machine. We'll get on the platform just over there. I'm really glad Stu's back.
Yeah.
All right, and just to clear up any confusion, the encouragement kid is the one. And you're barely a kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess encouragement man just has a different ring, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a kid. I'm a kid in an adult body.
You're a kid at heart.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Always.
Yeah. It's like the band The Senseless Things many years ago, they had this great T-shirt that just said Pop Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they weren't kids, you know what I mean? So, hey, it's good to have you back, and you have been out there in the world, haven't you?
Yes, yeah.
Traveling around. You've been to Canada, right?
Yeah, we're living in Canada with my girlfriend, Rika.
She's the person on the camera.
Yeah, she's the camera woman today.
Camera woman, yeah.
Yeah, we're living there for over a year.
Right.
We lived in a place called Banff, which was like a snowboarding, skiing town. It was so beautiful.
I've seen lots of photos of Banff.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. And it got really cold. -45 was the coldest.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was not a fun walk back from work. But, hey, it was an experience.
So you're working there as well?
Yep. Working and... like a working holiday. So you work and then you play and work and play. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that was great. It was a lot of fun. While we were there, we did some traveling around different locations and things. Went through the States and then we moved to another place called Victoria, which is in Vancouver Island, which is on the far west coast.
Right.
There for a summer, and that was awesome, eh?
Yeah,
just like it's a mini New Zealand on steroids, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Just like everywhere you go, there's like lakes and rivers and there's beaches around the whole thing everywhere. It's honestly so beautiful. Yeah.
Right. And so a lot of inspiration there for music?
Yeah, definitely. I made a lot of music there, and even there was times I'd be sitting outside like near a random river, just go for a walk and pull out my laptop and put my headphones on, make a beat, write a song, get home, record it.
That's cool.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Honestly, it was
a really productive time.
Yeah. I'm lucky in that sense because I just, every day I make music, just every day. So it's like a habit now.
Yep.
It's kind of like water. Like if I don't do it for 3 days, I'll die kind of thing. Like I'm addicted to it for sure. Like it's crazy. Yeah. Like in the morning before work, after work, just...
Work just gets in the way, right?
Work's getting in the way. But hey, I'm really happy that I got a job because during lockdown, man, like... it was hard to find a job for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you actually get back in the country?
Got back in the country September 2019.
Oh, okay.
And then we did a bit more traveling around New Zealand.
Oh, that was a good chance to...
Yeah.
Did you just have the travel bug then, did you?
Oh, yeah. Still got it, but yeah.
What did you do? Did you drive around or...?
Yeah, drove around a few places. Went down to Milford and up north, kind of. Not North Island, but top of the South Island.
Yeah.
Cruise around there for a bit. Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were just chilling, and then COVID kind of hit. And we've been traveling.
Bought a big break to everything.
Yeah, big break. And then we're trying to look for work. And, you know, it's a struggle for everyone at that time, really.
Yeah.
But, hey, Auntie Cindy was looking out for us. So we were able to survive. That was great. And make music the whole time while applying for jobs. And it was awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually a lot of fun.
Yep. So, So lockdown for you was quite productive, or it sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I made this whole album in lockdown.
Right.
Not to mention all the songs in the vault. Like, there's just...
The Canada vault.
Oh, yeah, Canada
vault. You know how
vault.
They have the basement tapes? This is the Canada vault, right?
Yeah, the Canada vault. I was living in St. Martin, so I got the St. Martin's vault. We just moved to Kashmir, so now I've got the Kashmir vault.
Like, right.
I just keep making music, so I got to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
I write a whole lot of songs, and then the ones I really like, I'll go ahead and record them and mix them, master them, you know, finish them off. So there's a lot there, yeah. But, yeah, lockdown was really productive, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of more time, yeah.
And you're talking about recording them. So you obviously write them on your laptop, right?
Yeah.
And then once you've kind of got the bare bones, do you kind of upgrade it to the full, do the full deal on it, or what?
Yeah, with hip hop it's a little easier because you can do it with every genre really, but as long as you're not having to record live instruments, if you're inputting in, just say for example, I want to, you know, play some piano, I'll just, you know, program a piano into the software I use, and I'm hitting keys like a piano. Then I can change it to a drum kit, and then I can change it to like a saxophone. And so I can just layer all these instruments myself, and then just, you know, start recording. I've got a microphone at home, the same software I use to make the beats and everything I can record on. It's Logic Pro. Maybe you know, I'm not sure.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so powerful. It's crazy. Right. Like, anyone can just now make music. People, yeah. Like professionals making music are still using the program. They've just got a lot more hardware to go with it, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't need all this hardware. You can just get a good microphone, get a good amp, get a good input source from your Mac or computer, whatever, to the microphone, and you're good to go. That's real easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just saying that then when you're recording, you're doing all the work yourself, right?
Everything.
So that's real DIY stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely DIY, New Zealand style, yeah.
And you get to the way you want, right?
Exactly, yeah.
What's in your head.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when we've had artists in the past and they come in and they talk about, sometimes there's a bit of a disconnect between what they hear and what's, you know, like what the producer kind of thinks might it should sound like.
Interesting. That would be really frustrating.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've always, you know.
No, I mean, because I'm the artist, the producer, the engineer. I'm everything, so that's exactly how I want it to sound.
So it's all on you, right?
Yeah.
So,
exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And does it ever keep you awake kind of at night going, oh, wish I could get that to just do?
It doesn't keep me awake at night. Honestly, I sleep well because I'm just full on all day.
Right, well, but I didn't mean what's your sleeping habits. But,
no, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, I definitely sometimes I'll get a bit too nitpicky with a few things.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to do that and I'll just research.
Well, I was going to say, you know, is there a point where you go, right, this is the end of this now?
Oh, right.
You know, like, otherwise I can just keep tuning it. I'll never be finished.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. I get to that point where I'm like, okay, I got to make it to a level that I'm happy with and I'm my biggest critic. And when people hear it, they're not even going to notice these little things that I've been doing. So honestly, just leave it.
I worked for hours on that little bit and someone just like blinked and missed it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But hey, it's cool because when I hear it back, I'm like, well, I'm really proud of what I made. And I hear all the little things I've added and the little bits here and there I've EQ'd that I'm proud of. So yeah, it's all worth it. Yeah.
I think it's time, Stu, that we probably played a track.
Why not?
We've been talking a bit about it. So we got this Feeling Blessed featuring D.A. Unction, is that right?
Yeah, Da Unction. So.
Oh, Da Unction, right.
Yeah, he,
sorry.
He just, it was crazy. One day I was just commenting on a song on YouTube and he replied back to me and said, hey, we want to work together. I said, okay. He lives in the States. I didn't even know the guy. And
That's
cool. Yeah, he's awesome. His voice is amazing. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy.
And this is from the album I Needed This.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk a bit more about the new album.
Sounds good.
All right. Anyway, Feeling Blessed featuring Da Unction. All right. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Yeah. What up, Da Unction? Just made this beat and I thought you sound great on it. Yeah. Feeling blessed through this tough luck and feeling blessed even though this rough sucks and feeling blessed even though I've been down but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah. Feeling blessed through this tough luck and feeling blessed cause I have enough love and feeling blessed even though I've been down but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. Funny, I'm so rich, all I don't have is money. Words from the grave of my first line is his, second line is mine. The encouragement can function with the unction. Being poor is the metaphor for having no riches in your soul, but rather in gold. Being rich, the metaphor for being engulfed. And what makes you whole and seeing your soul fly? That's what I'm trying to achieve, but it's difficult for me. Just this week, I fell down, scraped my knees. I got busted and down, busted into the ground. But I come back around, tell myself, get up, stick attitude. Cause you can change your life just through a change of attitude, yeah.
Feeling blessed through this tough luck and feeling blessed even though this rough sucks and feeling blessed even though I've been down. But feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah. Feeling blessed through this tough luck and feeling blessed cause I have enough love and feeling blessed even though I've been around. Yeah.
How you doing, bro? Answer always is the same, that I'm blessed for. I ain't worried about a thing, never stressed, no stress. Cause my focus on the king, and I'm never going back. Man, my heart's been redeemed. Two kids and my wife, we on 10 years. New life, one in Christ equals no fear. Love opened up my eyes, I could see clear. Real blessings always hidden in the detail. Learn to be content no matter what I got, cause Elohim has got my back, and I can tell you that's a fact. Every day he's showing me, patiently he growing me. Even when I get it wrong, quickly he restoring me. The Father work it all for my good, I ain't gotta faint. Spoke it in his word, check it, Romans 8 and 28. Contemplate, meditate, open up, investigate. Let him lift you up on eagle's wings and make you levitate.
Feeling blessed through this tough luck, and feeling blessed even though this rough sucks, and feeling blessed even though I've been down, but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah. Feeling blessed through this tough luck, and feeling blessed cause I have enough love, and feeling blessed even though I've been down, but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah.
Came back home with the traveling bug, but the economy is stuck, so I'm not having any luck finding a job, but I am finding God. Not through a religion, but through these gifts I'm given. Breaking down these prison walls in my brain. When I stalled in the rain, open my door to the rain, let it pour in again. All for this, the cause I claim. Uplift the people, we're at war with evil. Inside and out, we gotta stop. Decipher the doubt. So I ask myself, what am I lying about? Tell myself I'm not good enough and no one wants to listen. But that's a lie, I am here to fly on my mission. And my mama provide a Christian home, but my have to go alone. I can't live like anyone else. If I give one person help, that's a win in my books. Have them subconsciously believe in themselves when they sing my hooks, yeah.
Feeling blessed through this tough luck, and feeling blessed even though this rough sucks, and feeling blessed even though I've been down, but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah. Feeling blessed through this tough luck, and feeling blessed cause I have enough love, and feeling blessed even though I've been down, but feeling blessed cause I come back around, yeah.
I be breaking traps down like I am.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
That's right. You are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and we are feeling blessed to have you. Like that? You like that?
Yeah.
Like smooth man that was.
Don't encourage him, right?
And we are feeling blessed to have the encouragement kid, evaporation kid, or whatever kid we have got in the studio, and that was Feeling Blessed featuring Da Unction, right?
Yeah.
So you were telling us just before that song, which is great, right? People are grooving away to that. It's it is a real summer afternoon vibe, right?
Smooth.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Thank you.
This guy's in the States. You've never met him, right?
Never met him.
But you've collaborated on that track.
Yep.
And now video's in the works. Is that right?
Yeah. Got a music video in the works. Linked up with one of my friends who's a little film producer. And he got the gimbal out and we were on the back streets on bicycles.
Yeah.
Riding on the road. I'd like to say safely, but that makes for a good video. So, hey, it's going to be a lot of fun when that comes out.
It was a safe environment, right?
It's controlled. Yeah, controlled environment.
Was it controlled?
Stunt doubles.
Filmed overseas.
Yeah. Every car was a stunt driver. Yeah.
with a professional driver slash rider.
Yeah, exactly.
So you saying that just made me think of the Ian Brown, who's the stunt rider. The last videos I saw of him, he was on a chrome chopper and riding through Manchester, but it was all done backwards.
Oh, cool.
So he was all riding backwards, even though everything else was going forwards kind of thing. Yeah, it was really interesting.
That's interesting,
Yeah. And so you're doing that and he's putting his piece and sending it to you, right?
So I'm not sure what he's going to do. Maybe he works on cars and things in the US, so maybe he's going to shoot me something from his workshop or something.
Cool. That'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. Yeah. I mean, he's a big guy, so it's going to be interesting as well to see.
Oh, okay.
The contrast. I'm very small.
So
it's a cool contrast as well, yeah.
That's awesome, hey? Yeah. And so that's off the new album, right?
Yes.
So when did the new album come out? And
it came out.
Some details about it.
About a month ago. Yeah,
right.
I think the 7th of February, if I'm correct.
Pretty
much I named it I Needed This because, like, you know, during a lockdown and things, people can, you know, get pretty down and can't see their friends and maybe they're looking for work and things like that. So I just needed like a boost, you know? And I was like, making this music. I mean, I was feeling good. I was making music and things like that. But maybe that's why I was feeling good, because I was making songs like this and other songs you'll listen to that are really uplifting. And even through that time, I was just feeling like so blessed for the life I have. Like, so I don't know when this kind of came to my brain, but I've got this feeling that I'm the luckiest person alive. And I say that through someone that's been through like abandonment, trauma, like, you know, all these things. Yeah. And I still say that because I've worked on myself and I've got to a point where I'm so happy that like...
Inspiration, kid. See,
oh, there's man. Inspiration, encouragement, whatever it is. Because it is important like to work on yourself and, you know, and no matter what, like now I've got like a confidence within myself. So I make music, right? And I want people to listen to it. But if the worst comes to worst and no one hears it, I mean, I'm still so happy I made it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, nothing can really break me, if that makes sense. I'm very blessed.
You can be an overnight success taking 10 years, right?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. You never know what can happen, so you've got to keep the hope up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was just going to say, Kyle, I think we can see the confidence change in you as well.
I think
last time, right?
Well, last time I was here, I hadn't even put anything out.
Yeah.
I was barely used to using a microphone. But now, you know, now I've been doing it for a while, and I know that's a long journey ahead as well, so... Mm. I'm just so excited to see what's going to happen.
And so now the album's out, and people can, just so people know, Spotify,
Apple Music, everything. Yeah,
it's everywhere on digital platforms.
Absolutely,
people can get in there and make purchase of it.
Yeah, or if you want it for free, just go to Bandcamp.
No one wants. They want to pay, man.
Hey, I don't need it, man. Like, just take it for free.
Listen to this, I'd rather the job. But I don't need the money.
Yeah, I'd rather you listen to it. If you don't have the money, just. Yeah, for free.
Well, that's cool. Good. Hey, that's cool. But so people can get on there, and also on YouTube.
You're
talking about your YouTube channel before.
Yeah.
So, Dunction was listening to your stuff on there.
Yeah, that's
correct?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, I got a little YouTube channel. There's a couple of videos of me breaking down some beats, like how I made the beat for a few songs.
Yeah.
How kind of my processes and things like that. A few music videos, and we got one for Feeling Blessed coming out.
Yeah.
So it's like us riding on some bikes and things. So that's going to be interesting when we get that out and to the people.
And, you know, like people have got Easter coming up, right?
Yeah.
And we get some good weather over Easter. You get that on your Yui Boom playing out. I mean, it's got to be a good thing, right?
Oh, perfect.
Get down the park, barbecue in the garden.
Camping.
Honestly. Maybe in your spa.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Stu. He's the spa king
over
there.
He's got a spa, man. Your place.
he's got the spa list.
Yeah, I've got the spa list.
Nice. You can throw that one in there cheekily for
me. Yeah, that's right.
Let's make the list.
Thank you.
So,
I just want to say one thing that we always talk about is album art. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
How did this come about, this album art?
Great question. So my young sister.
Don't give him that, man.
Hey, I can't help it. I'm the encouragement kid. Man. It comes to me naturally.
You don't have to encourage him, though. He's self-encouraging, that bloke.
Hey, that's good, man. My younger sister is the woman on the album art there. She did her makeup very nicely. And she's holding...
She's got really wicked eyes, right?
Yeah, really cool, right? Yeah.
Well, her eyes are closed.
Like no, her,
I get that.
The makeup.
Sorry, out there.
The eyeshadow.
He's embarrassing himself there.
Yeah. But yeah, she actually, that picture she's holding, she drew that for me before any of my music came out, like before we even spoke. So she's like my number one fan from day zero.
Right.
And she made that for me. And I thought, man, that's so cool. Like, I'll just get you holding that at the beach, like, because it's a nice uplifting album.
Mm.
Get her holding something that means a lot to me and to her. And, she's a beautiful lady. And so having someone, I'm not sure if you guys know about the meme of someone like they'll paint something beautiful, right? And they'll post it online. No one pays attention to it. But then like a pretty lady will hold the photo and then it gets a lot more attention.
Sure.
Yeah. Kind of going, playing off that meme
as well.
Do you
know about it?
Yeah, Colin doesn't know what a meme is.
Colin doesn't know what a meme is. He isn't just internet, right? No.
Hey, I don't.
Like when he dropped Yui Boom before us, like,
you're surprised?
He doesn't know what it is.
I just read about it. All the kids talk about
he's
it.
Heard it somewhere.
I'm down with the kids.
Nah, Colin's on his own waves. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's a long, old wave.
Yeah. Hey, it works. It works, man.
Yeah. So anyway, so the meme, tell us more about that. Is it a thing, right?
Well, it's like, people want to get more, you know, more publicity on their artwork, like an actual artist who's painting or something. And so they'll post it online and then nothing will happen. So they'll get some like model or someone to hold it. And then all of a sudden they get all these likes and things.
Is that right?
Yeah. It doesn't happen. It's not guaranteed, but, you know, it's just kind of funny thing that happens.
They need to do an NFT on it.
What's an NFT?
Ah, so you guys think you're up for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
a non-fungible token.
Oh, okay.
fungible.
Yeah, F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E.
Fungible.
Oh, non-fungible token.
What does fungible mean?
It's a digital certificate to prove that you own something.
Ah,
so, so it's the new one of the new cryptocurrency kind of things. You can buy it, like people can sell you something. Maybe, you know, talking that basketball player before.
Yeah, yeah.
You could buy a 30-second clip of him and you own it.
Wow.
And so in a blockchain, it would prove that you are the owner of that 30-second. So even though other people could view it, you are the original owner and they've sold it to you.
Man.
So artworks being sold around the world with NFTs, non-fungible tokens.
Interesting.
And it's kept in a blockchain to prove, firstly, that it's the original and that you are the actual owner.
There we go.
So to avoid copyright and that kind of stuff.
Makes sense.
How about that? You like that one, Stu? So I might not know what a meme is, man, but I know what NFT is, right?
He's scoring us, man.
So that's the big thing.
Yes, the short version would have been better.
Yeah, what's the short version, man? I said fungible like three times correctly.
Yeah.
I couldn't get your name right. Yeah. I could get fungible right. I'm going to a song.
I think we need to go to two.
Yeah, two back in a row. All right, so we've got Japan Summer.
Oof, nice.
Okay, so what's the kind of background to Japan Summer?
Well, it's funny, I made the beat in New York, but it reminded me of Japan, and so I wanted to make a song about Japan, even though I was in New York. They're similar in some ways, both very busy.
Right.
Tokyo is what I'm referring to when I was talking about Japan.
Sorry. Yeah, I figured that.
So Tokyo is like kind of controlled, the crowds are like almost moving as one, everything's very fluid, and where New York is more like creative chaos, everyone's going their own ways. So it's a very interesting contrast, but hopefully you enjoy.
All right, you're expanding horizons and you're
nice.
You like that?
No,
I was trying to keep that
a little
bit. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's right.
And on Japan, well, it was
he's pure class.
Yeah. All right, Japan Summer, expanding horizons.
Summertime Tokyo Station, everybody racing. Politely an alien I be, but I feel at home with you. Will we be better off on the moon? Thoughts I have when I'm blue, maybe cause I'm from the blue planet. If I build a spaceship, would you man it? Cause I need space but don't wanna be alone. Taste of conflicting thoughts in my dome. Take off, so I'm drawing my curtain. But the lines in my mind, I'm drawing and blurring. Trying to connect the dots, piece together the puzzle of life I got. Why was I given more pieces than just 9 to 5? White picket, turns out my puzzle says try to fly. Maybe it's not a mistake that I'm different, so please understand I'm different. I don't know why sometimes I'm so low, then so lifted. I dreamt my whole life just to be gifted. Now it's looking like the tables have finally shifted for this kid. And his mish is a little ambitious. Training his shot so he doesn't miss it. Willing to risk it, cause I can't be just another statistic. Gotta show up day in, day out. Slayed out, possess patience, and I bet I'll make it. Cause I use faith and truth to fuel my spaceship. And I stay topped up as I navigate galaxies of fallacies trying to stop us. Being courageous and curious, now I get why Zach from Rage is furious. But the clapping omnicolor has spread from the set to the hand, and I'm yet to understand why I rage at the dying of the light inside. And very few are willing to fight their minds. What am I meant to be? What's expected of me? I try not to let it, but sometimes it gets to me, yeah. Sometimes it all just gets to me, so please understand I'm different. I don't know why sometimes I'm so low, then so lifted. I dreamt my whole life, just to be gifted. Now it's looking like the tables have finally shifted. I'm a lot different to people on the webpage. I make beats and write soulful essays. And if it wasn't for Barber Paul, I'd rock the worst afro or have my head shaved. Yeah, so thank you for your patience. I pray one day I can make it so I can repay you for all you put up with. You're full of grace, joy, kindness, and I love it. Sorry for my blindness when I'm a Muppet, but I guess it's better than being a mindless puppet. I'm equally excited and scared for what lies ahead, cause we can't always be prepared. But
When we're down, we can choose to get up instead. Yeah, we can choose to get up instead.
And content approved by Lexia.
Yo, Riv, this got me feeling real good, man. Real good. It's got me feeling like I just hit the lottery. Ain't no topping the current feeling, ain't no stopping me. Yeah, come on, man. Let's go. Yeah. I don't know what's got in me. Feeling like I hit the lottery. Ain't no topping the current feeling, ain't no stopping me. All the way from New York to New Zealand. Yeah. Super happy like poor. My girl gorgeous. Foreign like a Porsche. Back with the crew, yeah, all of us. Yeah. I've never been so poor or so fly in my life. Yeah. Cause I have everything. But the cheddar's like the weather, always changing. So I stay steady, maintaining my grind and chasing my dreams with a smile. He'll flourish for a while, the encouragement child, yeah. I don't know what's got in me. Feeling like I hit the lottery. Ain't no topping the current feeling, ain't no stopping me. All the way from New York to New Zealand. Yeah, yeah, I'm back home with more whack loans, but a stronger backbone. Crocs in attack mode, ready to attack. Those sad clones are the same tracing, pulling lame faces. Cause I'm not a vegan, but still a game changer. And damn right, this year sucks shit, but we're all on the sunk ship. And my bank account lost its function, but my mind hasn't, and I haven't skipped a beat, chasing my dreams, barely making my means. But it's been really good for me, cause I could really see I don't really need a lot, cause love is what I got. And remember that it's just a blind feeling, not like a tender match. This year a lot of things have been taken away, but I made my morals and outlook stay. Cause it's the rain that makes the green glow on nice days. And you can catch me up on stage when I say, I don't know what's got in me. Feeling like I hit the lottery. Ain't no topping the current feeling, ain't no stopping me. All the way from New York to New Zealand. Yeah, I don't know what's got in me. Feeling like I hit the lottery. Ain't no topping the current feeling, ain't no stopping me. All the way from New York to New Zealand. Yeah, yeah. River got me on this one, man. Dang.
Sheesh.
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
That's right, we do it live every Saturday afternoon, and you can probably tell from all the gaffes going on today that we are live in the studio.
Oh, I started with some gaffes, but I've
sorted it out.
I have.
With the encouragement kid, he is here today with his entourage, and we've listened to tracks back to back. First, Japan Summer, we'll talk about that in a minute, and lastly, Paul Rudd.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's some interesting named songs. So, Japan Summer.
Yeah.
What's the background to Japan Summer?
Well, my girlfriend, she's half Japanese, and so we've spent a bit of time there. Well, she lived there for the first 10 years of her life.
Cool.
But yeah, I went over there with a few times and...
visiting the relatives?
Yeah, visiting the relatives, exploring the land, just being immersed in the culture as much as I can.
Cool.
And if you've ever been there and you've loved it, like when you hear that first sample and like the train noises, it just takes you back. Oh, it's just, yeah, it's really hard to describe. And it's just an amazing place, and I would love, when I make music my career, I'd love to just spend like a month, 2 months, every now and then just
on tour
there.
In Japan?
On tour would be amazing, but I was thinking even just working, just like making some music there, just being inspired by the country, yeah, honestly. And the song itself is about, when you're trying to do something different, you are a different person, so like, I'm just trying to pretty much talking to Marika, like, understand that I'm different. So when we're together, you know, you're in a relationship with me, we love each other, but there's definitely going to be times where I'm not like everyone else, and maybe you won't like that. But she's been so supportive and so amazing. So
aww,
it was kind of like a real, yeah.
Aww, she's going red, embarrassed over there. She's looking out the window. She knows where to look now.
Yeah,
there's love hearts all around.
Yeah. Little cupids flying around. Oh, there's another one.
It's very cute in here right now.
it is right.
Yeah. So that was pretty much a track about that, because I am different, and it can be a challenge. You know, sometimes you probably just want to fit in with everyone, but I can't. I can't. I'm myself, and I have to be myself. And it's pretty much like, hey, I'm different. That is what it is.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
So that was Japan Summer, and then Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah.
Is that dedicated to your favorite actor?
Oh, I'm not. Paul Rudd's the man. I love him, but I wouldn't say he's my favorite actor. But I love him because he's just such a happy guy. Like all the movies, he's playing like a happy role. And I was just feeling like Paul Rudd, you know, I was just feeling happy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make that song, like, I don't know why, I was feeling so good. And I mean, I do quite often, I'm really lucky. But like I said, there was the work to get there. But yeah, I felt awesome. And I wanted to make a song to kind of, you know, show that mood off, and so people can listen to it, feel happy, you know, good summer vibe.
And all of these songs, right?
Yeah.
Are a good summer vibe, right?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you know, summer festivals, people in the park, you know. And so playing live, have you got some, hunting down some gigs? What's your kind of scene on that?
I'm kind of scoping out a few places. Definitely Dark Room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're pretty, you know, pretty open to a lot of artists. And the Wonder Bar in Littleton, they're pretty open as well. So, yeah, I'm pretty keen to scope these places out and get something going. It's going to be a good change because I've done some open mic things, and you do like, you know, three songs or whatever. But it's going to be good to try and get a little crowd that know my music and, you know, make it a really awesome environment. Yeah.
I'm gonna say here, outside a skate shop up the road here.
Yeah.
If you go and talk to them, because they are trying to get some like some rap hip hop stuff going in Outsiders on like a Friday night. I mean, he's got the barber going on as well.
Okay.
So I was talking to him probably a month ago.
Damn.
And yeah, it was definitely so. Go and see Outsiders. Outsiders. People should just go there anyway, because that's
down the street from here?
Just up St. Asaph Street, yeah. Oof. Locally owned skate shop.
Oh, I'm coming.
Awesome people.
They're going to see me soon.
Yeah, go in and see them and just say you're on Plains FM. And
oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, do it, because that would be a great thing. Because he's got a little DJ thing set up there in the store.
Don't tell him you're on Expanding Horizons. He'd be like, what?
Who, where, when,
Plains FM, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Plains FM.
But yeah, so awesome. talk to him about it.
Because I'm trying to find places that are a bit more hip-hop friendly. I know there are places, but it's about finding them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places, you know, acoustic and it's beautiful, and then everyone's like at open mic night, so everyone's been playing like nice songs, and then all of a sudden I come on there just getting the high pass, and everyone's like, if they like, some people love it, but you know, some people may not.
Some old crusty people going, play real music.
Yeah.
Wagon wheel.
Play wagon wheel.
The times are changing, though. So
I can play that.
Yeah.
Times are changing. Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's true. he was right all along.
Yeah. And, are you kind of in the process of getting a stage or like a set together? Because, like, with your computer, like you're saying, you're recording your stuff on there. Is that where you're playing it from? What's your kind of stage setup like?
It's easy. I can just chuck it onto a USB, a phone, whatever. I'll make what's called a performance mix. So what I'll do is I'll go back to my song, I'll duplicate it, and then I'll take out the lead vocals and leave in like the little backing vocals and things like that, and then just I'm the lead vocal when I'm on stage, so it's pretty simple, really.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I need to change, I can just do it there and get the mix how I want.
And if you've got some other people that you're going to be kind of, have you thought about collabs?
Well, yeah, I had that one collab.
You like how I say that?
Yeah.
Collab, you like
nice,
that?
Nice.
I'm down with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Just last week I sent another song out to an artist in Wales. I know him, but we haven't spoken for a while, but he's got a beautiful voice, and he's done a bit of work in the past, and we caught up, and I said, hey, I got this song that I think you'd be great on, so I sent it to him, and he's recording it now, so that's going to be cool. And I don't know if you guys know Stephanie Beck.
Yeah, we love Steffi.
You love
Steffi? She's awesome, man.
Yeah. Ooh, she's, man. She's been in here.
Yeah, she's 100% that
girl. Yeah, she's awesome, mate. Well, her and I linking up.
Is that right? That's cool, man.
I've already, I mean, I've already got her, her vocals. It's just about me making the song. I want to make it a little surprise, but I want to put it on an album and make it something a bit bigger, build up my following a bit. And so when that song comes out, there's a bit more of a oomph behind it.
Yeah, she's really busy at the moment, right? Yeah. She's doing some stuff, Steph.
And she's got an amazing voice.
Mm. Yeah.
And the song we're doing, I can't wait for you guys to all hear it. Like,
oof. Okay. Oh, cool. Something to come out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, last year we were interviewing someone, and I can't remember who it was, Stu, who was talking about how they had all these tracks and they just sent them out to all these different people. It was like 70 people around the world trying to you know, get some people to do some vocals for them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you remember who? I can't remember who it was.
I think it was that infamous show that didn't get an ear last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we recorded one over the phone and then,
I want to say the Plastic Ono Band, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's Plastic.
It wasn't John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Soft Plastics.
Soft Plastics.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and they just kind of, he was telling us how he sent it out to everyone and then, you know, some people ignored him and then, because there was a soul singer in London that kind of did some stuff for him.
Awesome.
And, she's amazing. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. It's like Charlotte or something like that.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know what? Possible impossibilities.
Another tongue twister?
Yeah. All right. We're going to play that.
Let's go.
We need to hit some tracks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Ooh, hang on. Here we go. You're all right.
Trees, from all of these possibilities.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Impossible amount of possibilities with abilities just like these.
Yeah.
Just like these. Higher than the trees, see my smiling teeth. Feel this inside my myelin sheath.
Yeah.
Feel this inside my myelin sheath. Breathing fresh air in my alveoli. Never know when the whole sky will be. Toxic clouds just whooshing from our pollution. Huge factory explodes since the earth's difficulty mode. From mundane to heroic in one day. Yeah. Keep up my pace, but life's not a race. My mind's aligned with my heart. Take my time, find the right path. Cause I'm me for a purpose. Spent too many days believing I was worthless. Used to talk down on me, now I watch what I say. Words hold a lot of weight. Not here to propagate a ball and chain, but here to instigate a change. Cause there's impossible amount of possibilities with abilities just like these.
Yeah.
Just like these. Higher than the trees, see my smiling teeth. Feel this inside my myelin sheath.
Yeah.
Feel this inside my myelin sheath. Hey, little dude, man, you can't lose hope. It's okay, sometimes you cannot cope. When you have days where you hate yourself, it's then you need to pace yourself. Slow down. No matter what the earth spins around, slow down. Look at the stars, don't look at the ground, slow down. Slow down, please. Only you can reach your dreams. It's true, even if it's corny. The encouragement, kid, that's a pretty big warning. I don't give a damn, you listen to a man who sampled a cat current. He'll get up and rap in the sermon. Each day's born and learning. It keeps going when he's hurting. Who can't find? Swinging in the trees, singing about possible impossibilities. Impossible amount of possibilities with abilities just like these.
Yeah.
Just like these. Higher than the trees, see my smiling teeth. Feel this inside my myelin sheath.
Yeah.
Feel this inside my myelin sheath.
Yeah. So many possibilities, man. Just gotta take them. Some days it's harder to see than others, but hey, they're still there. Yeah.
Expanding horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright.
cause I know what I wanna be, but it's not gonna be easy. Yeah. Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright, cause no one can do it like me, and this is my journey. Even though the road hasn't been smooth, I lift my mood and continue, cause there's only one destination for me, and that's one of glory. So the more bitter it's now, the sweeter it'll be when my dreams turn to reality. Man, I can't wait to see externally, internally what things I'll achieve. And nah, I'm not talking about a range or some status. I'm talking about rising up through the pain that was tragic. I still fly even though my wings are stained from the ashes. Like a phoenix, cause real dreamers change the world, and each day I'm working on what I'm building till I'm peeking through the sky, sun beaming through my blinds. Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright, cause I know what I wanna be, but it's not gonna be easy. Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright, cause no one can do it like me, and this is my journey. Sometimes I feel lost, but I know that's not right, cause when you're lost, you never know what you might find. So, are you really lost, or just came across a path you didn't know was yours? Found your wings, and now you can soar, but I bet you don't know what you're looking for, because no one's really sure, yeah, for real. No one's really sure, no one's got it figured out, so don't let comparisons trigger doubt. No one can do it like you, no one could do it like me. One of a kind, I am, not might be. Reminded to myself, cause even writing this song I need some help. So I'm thankful today I got a little more light as I watch the sun filter through my blinds. Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright, cause I know what I wanna be, but it's not gonna be easy. Sun shining through my blinds and I'm feeling alright, cause no one can do it like me, and this is my journey.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
All right, and you will be expanding your horizons today because we are listening to The Encouragement Kid, and that was two of his tracks back to back. For firstly, we had Possible Impossibilities. I think he's just trying to trick us, tongue-tied. And lastly, that was Through My Blinds.
Yes.
So there are some vibe about those. And I was wondering, because we've asked quite a few people this question, you know, over lockdown, I wondered if that kind of seeped into people's psyche music-wise, right?
Right, right.
And you look back or look on those songs and go, oh, that was such of that time, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was actually kind of fun. But I had this in mind to release in summer. So I was like, I want to make a summer kind of record. Yeah. So like the birds in the background of Through My Blinds, like I put my microphone out the window and was just recording the birds in the backyard and things like that. Cause yeah, it's just like it was like kind of reflecting the environment. It was beautiful.
There really are so many layers, aren't there?
Yeah.
So many layers. That's right.
Yeah, there are. People, the guy's talking about in Wales, he was listening to my stuff and he was like, every time he listens to it, he hears something new. There's like this little something in the background, this little thing he didn't hear the first time, and it just makes him happy, like hearing something new every time. Yeah.
So you were just saying off air that this is your third album, right? And the second one is out as well, isn't it, on Spotify?
Yeah, yeah.
So if people are listening to this and going, hey, I want a bit more of that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they can go, what's the other album called?
It's called A World Away.
A World Away.
And it's kind of reflecting, I was in Canada, away from my family. Yeah. And I was feeling like a whole world away, like,
oh, really?
Man, I loved it, but it was like isolating, you know, negative 40 degrees and your family's in summer.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And you're so far away, but and it was my first time ever experiencing a long time away from home.
Okay.
So there was that kind of world away, but it was still like, hey, I'm going to make it work and it's going to be all good. It's definitely a different vibe because it was very... Yeah, it was a very different time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. But a few tracks on there that are pretty hyped up as well. If you're gonna listen to Mama, Just Relax, because that's when the song I wrote for her when I was on my way back home, because she was missing me so much.
Right.
I was like, just relax. I'm on my way back. Like it's gonna be all good. Yeah.
So are you saying it's a long time and it's a long way?
Mm.
Same for your folks as well, right?
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
gotta make
they
sure
don't see
loved.
You all the time yeah. and all that kind of thing.
Definitely, yeah, it'd be tough.
And I think you were just saying before, like, lucky you didn't live in the 1800s, right?
Mm.
Because in those days, like, there was no digital, hey, I'll Skype my folks or whoever, right? It's just like some letter written 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Pretty much just working and, yeah, that's it, really, back then.
Yeah.
We were really lucky, man. Mm. Yeah.
And I was watching, you saying that made me think I was watching In the Heart of the Sea, I think it's called, you know, the one about the Essex, the whaling boat that goes down. And they're at sea for like 6 months or, you know, and it's long, like the guy's daughter's born while he's away. Anyway, it's time to wrap it up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Stu's giving me the look.
It's gone by so fast.
It wasn't a look.
It wasn't a look. It was a fist in my face. So thanks very much to the encouragement kid. We got it right the first time, last time, and not many times in between.
That's okay.
And it was great having you, man. It's good to see you and all your positive energy and your lovely music. So,
thank you.
And yeah, of course, come back anytime.
Come back soon.
Well. Yeah.
Come back soon.
I appreciate that.
And we'll just do a quick one, a quick shout out for the Firebird.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing at the Stock Exchange tonight and the Mac Bar tomorrow.
They'll probably live stream some of that too.
Live stream it. They will. So get along there, see Rob and the boys, ask for a bridge pin song, they'll look at you strangely and just say, Colin told you. Anyway, it's good, Stu.
I was going to say they're better in person, but I don't know. Maybe the live stream's better.
Yeah, he's so hard, is our Stu. Anyway, this time we got up.
And got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you next week.
All right, Adam Hathaway next week.
Adam Hathaway, yep.